Hi, this is Pastor Paul Chappell here on the campus of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. I'm excited about the podcast ministry and the thousands of viewers and listeners who are hearing the Word of God through the ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church. Today we'll hear a special guest speaker whose message will be an inspiration to your Christian life. Thank you for being a growing Christian, and may God richly bless you today.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, tonight to Galatians chapter number 6. I'd like to ask you to stand, if you would, please, give you a chance to stretch. Galatians chapter 6, we're going to look in verse number 2 down through 5. We're going to preach tonight on the subject of God's plan for burdens. God's plan for burdens. Every life has burdens that will attach itself to our lives, different types of burdens. They're going to come, but fortunately, God has a plan for everything. He doesn't leave us without a plan. He doesn't leave us without instructions. And I believe we could share three things that God would have us to do with burdens tonight. I will encourage you before starting by telling you that my wife said to me this afternoon, maybe you could preach one of those messages like Brother Schmidt. And I wasn't sure exactly what she meant. She says, you know, one of the real short ones. And I say, way to encourage your husband, dear. That was great, you know. She said, no, really, one time he was done in like less than like 25 minutes. And so I said, I got your point. So I don't know where she's sitting, but she's out of sight, so she won't distract me from the Word of God here. All right. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 2, the Bible says this, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let's pray. Lord, I ask for your help again tonight. I thank you for the great privilege of being here at Lancaster Baptist Church. I thank you for our pastor, for his vision. I thank you for faithful laymen, some who've been here for well over 2 decades, serving, sacrificing, so that we could have the church that we have today. But above all, Lord, we thank you for you, the one who gave yourself for us. And Lord, I pray that you'll work in our hearts tonight. I pray that we can learn some things that will help us to handle our burdens better. I ask for your help personally, Lord. I acknowledge publicly that I need your help, that I do not want to do this tonight by myself in my strength or my limited, very finite power. Because we know the arm of flesh will fail us. We do pray you'll be with Pastor, the group that's away, and others who are traveling. You give them journeying mercies. And we pray that all that is said and done here tonight will bring honor and glory to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Everyone has burdens. We have, if you will, weights to carry. These are weights that are attributed to life in general. Things just happen. Whether we like it or not, weights and burdens will come into our life. One of my hobbies, and not to the extent that my son enjoys doing it, but I enjoy lifting weights. About 2 or 3 years ago, Brother Hobbs approved some monies, and Pastor wanted to do it. We put in some weight rooms here at West Coast Baptist College. We don't have a lot of rules there. But one rule I wanted for the guys there is I did not want them doing bench press without what is called a spotter. The picture that you have there on the screen, Andrew Jones picked it out. It's a perfect picture, especially in light of the entire message. But in effect, you have someone doing a bench press, and someone on top is spotting them or helping them. They're there ready to take some of the load off if need be. At times, my son will call me in, and we'll work out together. He lifts weights, I do the elliptical. It's a great thing. I challenge him and exhort him to lift more weights, and he goes, Dad, why don't you do this? I said, son, you're using the bench right now. But once in a while, my son will say, Dad, can you come over and spot me? He says, I'm going to go for a max. I'm going to try to set a new record today. And I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll get behind him on the bench, and I'll put my hands on the bar just like the picture shows, and he'll try to hit a new record. And he can lift significantly more than he weighs. And when you do that, what you don't want to do is to let that weight slip. In fact, we have a preacher who preached here at our church, Dr. R.B. Ouellette, who just a few years ago had a young man who, while home alone, was weightlifting without a spotter. And the weight slipped, hit him right on his neck. It took his life. I could assure you that we need a spotter in life. I could assure you that with the burdens that we have, we are in need of help. But I can also say this evening, that Satan wants you to think that you'll be just fine. That, if you will, that you can handle it. But God has some other plans. This week, Brother Christensen mentioned I went to the hospital several times. I know on Monday I saw Mrs. Garibrandt, who's had some knee replacement surgery, and she was having some problems with potassium, and her potassium levels were down, and she had to have that taken care of, was on an IV for that. And on Friday, I saw Brother Joe Baldus in the hospital, and he's suffering from leukemia and diabetes and Parkinson's. These are physical weights we have in our life. And by the way, if life tarries, almost all of us will face something like that. This is not unusual. With age comes infirmities. But I want to say this evening that it's not always the aged. We have the Lori Thomason Dorm. Lori passed away at the age of 24. I remember so well, my wife taught her in high school and Sunday school, and I had the privilege of teaching her in college. I recommended her here to this ministry 2 years prior to our coming here, some 16 years ago. I remember the day she went into the hospital and what happened. It's not just the elderly. Weights and difficulties happen to everyone. If you're a sports fan, and I am, I noticed something in the newspaper this week. There's a young man who played football at the University of Oregon, but he wasn't quite good enough for D1. He transferred and came down here to Los Angeles to Occidental College, best known for being the alma mater of our current president. This young man, who was good enough to get a scholarship to Oregon, was an all-star at Occidental. He was unbelievable. I read about him in the paper. In fact, he started 27 games, and Occidental never lost a game. His coach said, "He was the best player I coached in 30 years. He said, "You walk in the weight room, you just say, he's the best athlete in the room." You say, "Well, why would you tell that story?" Well, 12 days ago, this young man got married. He didn't make it to the NFL. He played in the Arena Football League. But 2 days ago, while running on a treadmill, at the age of 27, he had a heart attack and died. An incredible athlete. Great gifts. 27 years old. We don't know what burdens we'll have in our life. But God does, and God tells us how to handle them. There's physical burdens. We've talked about a few of those this evening. Some people have spiritual burdens. Maybe, just maybe, Satan has won some victories in one's life. I've got good news for you tonight. The rest of your Christian life starts right now. The Apostle Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are past, looking forward to those things which are before, the prize of the high calling." That's great, great, great news. We don't have to live in the past. We don't have to worry about the future. I read a short book this week called The Present of the Presents. God wants us to redeem the time today, to live for God today, to honor Him today. Some people have emotional burdens. It could be depression, anxiety, heartache, financial loss. We all have burdens. Many people are worried, as I said this morning, about the finances of the country. The Israeli stock exchange was down 6% today. They stopped trading there. What will happen tomorrow? God's in control. He's on the throne. God tells us to fret not. The story is told of an elderly lady who had lost her son. She went to a wise man in the East and she said, "I need help. This is an unbearable burden. I can't handle it." And he said, "I want you to go find a home where there is no grief and bring back to me one mustard seed and I will remove the grief from your life." The lady said, "Wonderful. That's great." She was gone for a day, and then another day, and then yet another day. And about a week later, she came back and she said this. She said, "I have been so selfish." She said, "There is sorrow in every home." And she was correct with that. We all have things that are burdens to us, So what do? We don't all have wealth, but we all have burdens. We don't all have certain talents like the singers tonight, those who played tonight, but we all have burdens. We may not have a home, but we all have burdens. We may not all have children, but we all have burdens. So what does God say to do with this? I'd like to begin tonight by saying this, that sometimes burdens can be opportunities in disguise. Sometimes God brings a burden to our life because he wants to bless us through that burden. The Bible puts it in this words, what I would call the pattern of sound words. Satan meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. I read another story about a king. I believe it was about Frederick II or Frederick Barbarossa of Germany. He took a large boulder and he placed it right in the middle of a well-traveled road upon which many, many people would travel. He then hid himself and he watched to see if anyone would remove the rock. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers came by and they'd walk around it. Most began to blame the king and complain. Isn't that how it often is when we have problems in our life? Many loudly blamed him for not keeping the roads clear, but none did anything about moving the stone. Finally, a peasant came along carrying a load of vegetables. Upon reaching the boulder, he laid down his burden, and with great effort and with some time, he finally, using his stay, was able to pry the large rock out of the middle of the pathway. He picked up his load of vegetables. He looked down and he saw there was a purse there under that had been under the stone. He picked it up. It was full of gold coins. He opened it up, and inside he found a note from his king. He said, "This is for the person who will remove the burden from the roadway." I wonder, are we looking to remove burdens from those around us, from those we love, from those we come into contact with? I believe that here in the passage that we shared this evening in Galatians, that we see three things that God wants us to do with burdens. The first thing we see tonight is that we are to share others' burdens. We're to share. We're to help them. You see, carrying a burden is the lot of everyone. Everyone has burdens to carry. Will we help them carry that burden? I wonder, do we look around and see what the needs of other people are? Are we looking to see those who are sick, those who are weary, those who are discouraged? And by the way, oftentimes the Holy Spirit will speak and say, you need to be an encouragement to that person. You need to be a blessing to that person. As our pastor often says, let's obey every impulse of the Holy Spirit. Carrying a burden is a lot of everyone. Let's look and see what other burdens others are carrying. But carrying a burden will lighten our load. A pastor that I once served under had a lady come to him and she said, I'm so discouraged. She says, I'm done. I'm giving up. She goes, do you have any counsel for me? And he said, yes, I do. He said, for 30 days, I want you to encourage somebody else. I want you to bake cookies, bake some bread, some muffins, and I want you to take it to other people's homes. One person a day, then I want you to come back and see me in 30 days. The lady did as the pastor had asked her to do. The 30 days came and went, and when she returned, she had a joy in her countenance, because there is a joy in serving Jesus. There is a joy in lifting the burdens and sharing the burdens of other people. I believe with all my heart that that pleases the Lord. Carrying a burden is a lot of everyone. Carrying a burden lightens our load, and I believe that carrying a burden will lift up Christ. It'll lift up Jesus. One man said this frequently. He said, be nice to everyone because everyone's having a tough time. How do we handle a situation like that? We be kind. We try to lift their burdens. Tragedy, sorrow, disappointment, grief. Ruth was a great illustration of all of those. She was a widow in a strange land, but Boaz lifted her burden. He ultimately married her. He made a huge difference in her life. Sometimes we see people in a crisis moment. The question is, will we share their burdens? In 1988, there was a young man by the name of Derek Redmond who wanted to run in the Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. He made the Olympic team. He was a tremendous runner in the 400 meters. And 10 minutes before his race, he popped his Achilles tendon. his Olympics were over. But his dream was not over. And Derek Redmond underwent not one, not two, not three, but five surgeries on his Achilles tendon. And then after undergoing those surgeries, Derek Redmond began to rehabilitate. Not just to be able to walk again or to run again, but to be a world-class athlete. And amazingly, Derek Redmond made the Olympic team in 1992. It was in Barcelona, Spain. You might remember it. And I have a brief clip of that Olympics I'd like to show you. It talked just a little bit about Derek Redmond. That's Derek in the blue and the white top. Counting the curve of the track, Derek is now in first place. There he is running in the middle of those two men, but on the inside lane. But then something happens. You see him there. The announcer said, Derek has broken down. As he ran at full speed, his hamstring popped. His Olympics and his athletic career were over. But that wasn't the end of the race. Because after that pop there, he stumbled. Derek went to the ground.
I wasn't what I was doing. I remember thinking, quick, you're in the Olympic semifinals, you prat, get up and start running. And I got to the 200 meter mark after hobbling 50 meters and looked across and all the guys had finished. And it pretty much hit me that, you know, it ain't gonna happen, it's all over.
I would have laid there. You know, to be honest, there's no way I would have got up, because hamstring, when you got a hamstring, you know you got a hamstring.
He just wants to finish. His dad's trying to run under the track to stop him. He's going to tell him, Derek, don't.
The man in the white shirt there, it's his father.
The old man went to put his arms around me, and I was just about to try and push him off because I thought it was someone else. I didn't see him. He sort of jogged from behind. And he said, look, you don't need to do this. You can stop now. You haven't got nothing to prove. And I said, oh, I have. You know, get me back into lane five. I want to finish.
Now in the greatest arena in sport, he's getting the chair of the games.
That young man had a father who said, I'm going to help him. I'm going to step in there. Somebody tried to stop his dad as he came on the track. He was wearing a Nike hat and said, just do it. He pushed the guy's head. He said, that's my son. As I thought about that and prepared this message, I thought about the fact that we sit in a room full of our brothers and sisters. I wonder, friends, are we helping to lighten their burdens? Are we looking for someone who is injured, who needs help, who we can put our arm around, write an encouraging note to, be a blessing to? I believe that if we would be the type of person to do that, that God would be pleased. We see, first of all, tonight that we need to share burdens. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 4, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. God comforts us so that we can comfort other people. God wants us to share and help to carry the burdens of others. It's not easy. It's seldom timely. But the first thing we see in this is that we need to share others' burdens. But then it goes on and says this, and it seems somewhat contradictory, but it also says that we have to shoulder some burdens. You read just moments ago in verse number 5, for every man shall bear his own burden. Bear your own burden. Sometimes it seems as if no one else is there, but we need to carry on anyway. There's a man who, to me, is someone I greatly respect. I think we have a picture of him. His name is Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson was number 42 for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was a great athlete out here in Southern California at UCLA. He was a star in football, basketball, track, and baseball. I believe he received 12 varsity letters. But at that time, there was something called the color barrier in baseball. And no African-American athletes were allowed to play in the major leagues. There were professional baseball players, some great players like Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson, some people who were probably some of the greatest players who ever played, but never played in Major League Baseball. But a man by the name of Branch Rickey decided to sign Jackie Robinson. He was an unbelievably fast and exciting player. I think I've got about a 10-second clip of him doing something that's very unusual in baseball. That picture is Jackie Robinson stealing home. That is rarer in baseball than a triple play. Jackie Robinson in his 10-year career did that 19 times. He was an unbelievable player. Didn't get to the major leagues till he was 27. And by the age of 29, he was the most valuable player of the National League. A great player. Hit home runs, stole a lot of bases. But that's not why I respect him. I respect him because he was willing to shoulder his burdens. I read a book this summer written by his sister. It was 9 traits that she felt made Jackie Robinson great, and I read some things there that I did not know about his life. You see, Jackie Robinson was not signed because he was the best African-American athlete. Without a doubt, probably that would have been Josh Gibson, probably the greatest home run hitter who ever lived. They picked him because he could handle criticism. They picked him because he could handle burdens and not fight back. I think the Bible calls it turning the other cheek. This man was unbelievably mistreated. He would travel with Major League Baseball, and of course, in some places, especially with the training camps, which were down in the Deep South, he was often not allowed to stay with the team. A member of the Dodgers. He was often not allowed to eat with the team. His sister said many times that Jackie Robinson wanted to give up. He wanted to quit. But he said this. He said, if I blow it, this may ruin the chance for many other people to play Major League Baseball. And he didn't blow it. Interestingly enough, if you know baseball, in 1997, Major League Baseball retired his number 42, as you see here, for all teams. This number cannot be worn. And it was because, not his greatness, others stole more bases. Ty Cobb even stole home more times. He wasn't the greatest home run hitter as a second baseman. But he was a great man in that regard. He shouldered his burdens. The Bible says that we are to bear our own burden. Sometimes God will give us things in our life that are not easy to carry. We live in a world today that loves to blame shift. You remember the Twinkie defense? A few years ago, a man said he killed people because he ate too many Twinkies in his youth. Recently, and this is a quote from the St. Louis Dispatch, it says that people are murderers for one of two reasons. Either there was difficulty in their birth, or they were rejected by their mothers. They said they were especially prone to be murderers if the doctors used forceps in the birthing process. I read that, I said, give me a break, that I said several other things about the lack of mental capacity of the writer. The Bible says that each of us must give an account for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, God says, sometimes I give you a burden because I want you to bear it. Maybe because some other people might see us bear that burden and be challenged by it. Those of you who have been here more than a few years, I'll mention a name. How about Mrs. Berry? I could never see that lady without being touched in my heart. Crippled with arthritis, having to curl her hands around a walker, pushing it up and down these aisles, being faithful to the house of God. What a phenomenal example of one who would bear her own burden. I'd often ask her, how are you doing? Doing fine. doing fine. That's fine. She was bearing her burden. Aren't you glad that she has no more arthritis now? She's in heaven with her Savior today. Never forget that we choose our actions, but God chooses the ultimate consequences. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it's appointed unto a man once to die, but after this, the judgment. I believe with all my heart that God says, I'm going to give you some things that I want to see how you bear up under these burdens. So some burdens God gives us, and God says, I want you to share these burdens. Maybe you see someone else and you're going to help lighten their load. Others we have to bear ourselves. They may be heavy. They may be uncomfortable. But God will help us through that. But thirdly tonight, and I hope this will be encouragement to you, the Bible also says that we are to shed some of our burdens. We can get rid of them. We don't have to keep them for the long term. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a great encouragement for our lives. God wants to help us no matter what situation we find ourselves in. His grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. We can count on Him. Folks, I want to say this tonight, that oft times God just wants to lift our burdens. That's a blessing to know. That's a blessing to be aware of. Let's allow Him to lift that. But have you taken your burden to the Lord? You say, Dr. Rasmussen, you don't know what my burden is. I don't need to know your burden. I just say, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. The young soldier was on his way home from boot camp, and he had his duffel bag with all his gear in there, and he was thumbing his way home as people used to do in years gone by. And man, an old pickup truck picked him up and said, soldier, where are you going? And he said, I think I'm going to Mobile, Alabama. He said, I'm going that way too. He said, hop in. The boy struggled in the cab, pulled his duffel bag up on top of his lap. And he said, son, put that duffel bag in the back of the truck. He said, oh, sir. He said, you're already giving me a ride. I can't ask you to do that too. Sometimes we know the Lord has saved us. We know He's taking us to heaven. Why not let Him carry our burdens too? Friend, I don't know what your burden is, but God does. He wants to lift many burdens from us. The choice is ours. One songwriter said it well. He said, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. The question is, will we do with our burdens the things that God would have us to do with them? What will we do? Tonight I'm going to ask Brother Whitman to come up and help me. And Drew, why don't you come up and help me too, okay? Brother Whitman, if you'll come up here. Drew, if you could put the camera on Drew so people over here could see him. We'll put you in this end seat right there. I want you to sit right down there. Brother Whitman, behind that keyboard, there's one plate. If you'll bring it over here to me. I brought a burden for Drew to carry. It's a heavy burden. In fact, this plate weighs 35 pounds. I'm hoping his dad can carry it. There we go. Good. I was thinking, I'm not sure I picked the right father-son. No, I'm just kidding. We love Brother Whitman. This is a plate that weighs 35 pounds. This is, how much does Drew weigh, do you know?
46.2.
He weighs 46.2. He didn't know I was going to ask him that tonight. But Drew, I'm going to put this plate on your lap right here. Okay, just set it right there. Right now, Drew is bearing the burden. It weighs almost as much as he does. It's pretty heavy. I'm not going to ask Drew to do something that he can't do with that burden. I think most of us know that Drew can't pick that plate up and carry that upstairs. By the way, friends, God knows exactly how much you can carry. And the Bible says He will not give us more than we can handle. But let's say we want to see Drew do something with that. I'm going to ask his dad to help him carry that. And Drew, when your dad helps pick that up, I want you to hold part of it. Let your dad hold part of it. You stand up, Drew. Now, right now, they're doing pretty well. And Brother Whitman is helping to carry that burden. What a blessing. But I found a really neat verse. Here's what the Bible says, and this was such an encouragement to me as I studied this passage and talked about burdens. The Bible says this in Psalm 55, verse 22. It says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, listen now, and he shall sustain thee. Now think about this for just a moment. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. It doesn't say that we're going to get rid of our burdens, but it literally means that the Lord will pick us and our burdens up. Now here comes the tough part. Brother Webben, why don't you pick up Drew, hold him. And take the burden. And that, my friends, is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do for us. He wants to carry you and carry your burden. The choice is, will we allow him to do that? Sometimes he'll divest us of the burden. He'll take it away. But other times he says, just allow me to lift you up and carry your burden. We will not carry our burden alone. Thank you, Brother Whitman. Thank you, Drew. You did a good job, buddy. Tonight, I want to say this. I hate it when I hear about people having problems. I had a pastor call me from Rhode Island 2 days ago. He says, thank you for writing and praying for my wife as she went through a battle with cancer. I've never met Mrs. Crichton. But I guess cancer's pretty real to me because both of my parents had it and 3 of my 4 grandparents. And when I hear about a burden like that, I want to try in some small way to carry someone's burden. I found a CD a couple years ago of encouraging songs. They're old hymns. I told the guy, I said, I don't want this for me. I said, I want to give it to people who have burdens. For Bible Truth Music, I bought 60 copies of that CD now and give them away to people. Friends, first of all, God wants us to share burdens. Secondly, tonight, let's remember that sometimes God wants us to bear burdens. And finally, tonight, let's remember that sometimes God just says, you can shed the burden by allowing me to carry it for you.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I hope that your heart was drawn closer to God as a result of our time together today. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Lancaster Baptist Church, let me encourage you to visit lancasterbaptist.org. You'll see a tremendous amount of material there that will help you in your Christian life. And then if you'd like resources to help you on a daily basis, visit strivingtogether.com. There you'll find our newest resource, A Daily Word, 366 devotions, one a day, just to help you begin every morning with God. That's at strivingtogether.com. We'll look forward to seeing you next time on the podcast from Lancaster Baptist Church.